ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੋ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ।
SBS Punjabi listeners, today we are going to talk with Dr. Daniel Connell, who has been associated with Punjabi Sikh community of Australia since almost 15 years, and same is the length of the association with SBS Punjabi as well. I think we did the interview about 15 years ago when Dr. Connell was doing portraits of taxi drivers. Now Mr. Connell has done a huge mural at Innisfail in Cairns. Let's talk about that. First, we will welcome him. Welcome to SBS Punjabi once again, Dr. Connell.
Sat Sri Akal. Thank you, Mohinder. Bohut bohut dhanyabad.
Thank you. Nice that you can speak some Punjabi.
Thoda thoda aati hai.
All righty. So talking about this mural, what inspired you to take over this project? Please tell us about in detail where it's located and how long it took to complete, theme of this mural, participation by the community in large, and the final show.
Thank you. It's a long process. I met Jasdeep Singh Atwal in Adelaide about 10 years ago when we started the program Turbans and Trust. And we launched that at the AusAsia Festival in Adelaide. And Jasdeep and Harjit Singh in Perth and myself, we became good friends. And we've been talking about this as an idea for a long time. Harjit Singh in Perth, you may know and listeners may know of him from Australia Sikh Heritage, and is a wonderful civil rights activist and professional person from Perth. Mm-hmm. And Jasdeep have been talking about this idea of doing a mural in the Gurudwara in Innisfail, which is an hour and a half out of Cairns in far north Queensland. So eventually we said, let's just do this and let's talk to everyone there. So different families said, yep, this would be fantastic, let's do it, and tell the story of the farming community, the Punjabi farming community up there in Innisfail, which is significant. There are many, many farmers, most of whom are banana farmers, but also cane growers and others, and the long story of them as a community. So eventually we had the chance to do this, which was a huge project for me, and it just brought together so many of the things that I love about working with the philosophy of Sikhi underneath it, and with the Punjabi community and with the migrant community. It really is a celebration about journeys, about transplanting yourself from one country to another country, and then literally transplanting crops, watching them grow, watching families grow, and being part of different communities. And then also looking at that beautiful oneness of that Sikhi sort of promotes, and that invites all members of the community in to participate and benefit from that very lovely, gentle spirituality that comes from that.
Yeah. So what's the theme of that? You said, like, you know, migrating stories and settlement here. So how did you picturize it? How did you put it into shape?
One of the good things was this project, we dedicated 2 weeks to it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes with art projects, you have to sort of fly in and fly out. Mm. But I had 1 week to meet the community. So I landed at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, and then by 6 o'clock I was at the Gurudwara in Innisfail, and we had langa, and I met lots of different people. Met people who had served the community during the floods, the local fellows from Khalsa Aid, mm-hmm. Who had gone around and given food parcels to people who were stranded, etc., in the recent floods. I met families and kids and banana growers, and then the next day I went out to a banana farm and met lots of different characters. On the first night, I also drew portraits of mums and kids and teenagers and old farmers, etc., older farmers, retired farmers, etc. So I had lots of opportunity for conversation. And then I had a full week of moving around Innisfail, Cairns, talking to people, getting their ideas, talking to them about the mural. And we also, on two occasions, got the provided art materials for the children in the langar hall to draw their ideas, and just to draw and draw and draw and draw and get ideas out from them. And we stuck them all over the wall, which was a beautiful thing too, just to get the kids' ideas of what does being a Sikh or a Punjabi or both in Innisfail mean to them as young people growing up. So we synthesized all those ideas together, and then I designed a mural based on all of their ideas, which went, it's a 13-meter by 2.5-meter mural, so it's quite long, and it was neatly divided on the wall into three parts, and it's in the langar hall.
Mm-hmm.
So reading from left to right, we have the Himalayas at one end,
mm-hmm.
so a big mountain scene. I thought that is a nice thing to include. The mountains of the Himalayas are the backdrop of Punjab. There's a lot of images online of how during COVID, when the air cleared, Punjabis could see the snow-capped mountains of the Himalayas again. So I thought it was nice to incorporate mm-hmm. that. And also the Himalayas have provided the water for the five rivers of Punjab. And also the water, of course, that waters the fields of Punjab. So we start with the Himalayas, then we go down into the flat fields of Punjab, lots and lots of fields. Within that, we see Darbar Sahib, and Amritsar, which is sort of larger than life, but still sits small against the Himalayas. And then we go over a river. In the foreground, we see a field being ploughed by an old man, and that came from one of the fellows who said, this is an image which I've wanted to paint.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave me the painting that he'd done, and he said, this is an old man ploughing a field with ox.
Yep.
And it could also be Guru Nanak, but of course, we don't depict Guru Nanak's face in anything. Then we move across two more rivers into the fields of Innisfail, and Innisfail is a valley surrounded by blue mountains that are foggy all the time, and there's lots of rivers there. Then we move over a couple more rivers, and then we're into banana fields, and then the rainforest where we acknowledge the traditional owners, the Mamu people, and acknowledge the land that it was before any other Europeans or other Asians came to Australia. And we look at the rainforest. And one of the people from the committee said, can we have a depiction of langar?
Mm-hmm.
And then the children came up with the idea of langar for everyone, including all of creation. So the langar is there with the children are serving the langar in the mural, and they're serving it to migrants, to mm-hmm. Pacific Island workers. There's a lot of Pacific Island workers who are laborers on the banana farms from Vanuatu, etc. And then cassowary is coming,
mm-hmm.
a wallaby is coming to the langar. The children wanted a snake at the langar. Snakes are a very big part of Father of Queensland. So it was all about a welcoming space and a space of peace. And it was a lovely, lovely thing. Two of the things that I'm really proud of in the mural, and that is that it was painted mostly by the local Sangat, young people, toddlers, teenagers, people on school holidays, mums, dads, banana farmers, other farmers. Police people even came, the police liaison came, Aboriginal people came, the Aboriginal police liaison officer came. Everybody helped, everybody was interested in it. And that, I think, is a beautiful thing about the Gurudwara, that brings people from all walks of life together. Mm-hmm. And another thing, too, was that one of the women who was now retired said to me, we're not farmers' wives, we're farmers.
Mm.
And I think that was a beautiful statement. So we have a tractor, and the tractor is ploughing the banana field, and that's being driven by a woman with a beautiful fulkari chunni floating off into the wind. And that is indicative of one particular person in the community, but also of many of the women who have worked so hard in the farms, etc. And, of course, gender equity is a big part of Sikhi. So, yeah, they're the two things I'm most proud of in the project. Yeah.
Actually, I think it's worth seeing immediately. Like, you know, we can't wait to see it. Looks like you have depicted everything very well, and the ideas from the community came along together. And just like wrapping up, what other projects you are currently doing with the Punjabi Sikh community, or what you want to do in future?
Yeah, I've just been really fortunate. I've spent 3 months in India at the end of last year working on a large bronze statue of Major Harban Singh Chahal. He was a person who died, sadly, in 1971 in the India-Pakistan War. He was a fighter in the Indian Army, and that was a massive project, and that will be a public statue in Ganganagar in, when it is eventually erected in Chahal Chowk. Hopefully there will be some more murals coming up, and Harjit and I have just pitched to write an article about art and Sikhi. The interesting thing about art and Sikhi is not depicting faces. So how do we do that? So we're writing about the idea of art and Seva, which is an interesting one. Yeah, there was one other journey that I wanted to talk about in the mural too, that if you stand in front of the mural, you will be drawn to the horizon, and then in the horizon and the sky, you will see the Ikonkar symbol in the air, on the earth, and in the water. And I wanted, because it is a religious place, it's a place of spirituality, I wanted to, this came from the people as well, we want to be drawn into the eternal. So even though we're constantly thinking about farming, and Sikhs are, Punjabis are very practical people, but also very spiritual people. So the idea of the eternal journey into the infinite.
Lovely.
As well.
Looks like it's very comprehensive, and congratulations for achieving this one. Once again, thank you so much for your time, and congratulations again.
Thank you very much for your interest in it. Thank you very much, Mahinda.
Facebook ਉਤੇ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਨੂੰ ਲਾਈਕ ਕਰੋ, ਸਾਂਝਾ ਕਰੋ ਅਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਵੀ ਪ੍ਰਗਟਾਓ।